Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. Some guy called over here, a doctor. He's looking for a driver. You interested?
I am not a medical doctor. I'm a musician. I'm about to embark on a concert tour in the Deep South. Do you foresee any issues in working for a black man?
You and the Deep South? There's going to be problems.
How does he smile and shake their hands like that?
Because it takes courage to change people's hearts.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Jumping into the show late, Paul.
I'm sorry. Have we met? You are.
You missed me.
You look vaguely familiar.
You missed me. I'm just a little bit tanner, yeah. But I put on a lot of sunscreen because I can't afford the wrinkles.
Yeah, who can? Welcome. Hey, it's good to have you back.
Thank you. You
had a chance to really kick back and relax.
I did.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Visited one of my oldest friends in the world, a handsome husband, and I went down to Puerto Rico. She lives there and has for the last 25 years. Learned a lot. Very interesting place. I'll share all of that with you coming up.
At 35, I want to hear what you did down there, the stuff you can talk about.
Of course.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm Jordana Green, standing next to Paul Douglas. Thanks for holding down the fort.
Yeah, we tried. Yeah, Susan and I have had a good week.
Susan Blanche at the helm. And what you were listening to was the trailer from Green Book. And we have Tim Lammers on the line. We're switching it up a little bit today. We're talking about the video release first. But before I bring Tim in, I just want to remind you that his movie reviews are brought to you, as always, by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorney seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at minnesotapersonalinjury.com. Tim, you would be amazed at how many people were watching this movie on the plane home from Puerto Rico. Everybody had it on.
And that's great, and I'm glad you bumped this up to the top slot, Paul and Jordana, because it deserves it. I mean, it was named the best picture, after all, at the Oscars. It's finally, I think, getting the audience it deserves. It's been in the top 10 ever since it was named Best Picture. And you have to remember, this thing opened last fall. And I'm glad to hear that it's also, you know, people are watching it on the plane or whatever,
because
it is available on streaming as well as Blu-ray and DVD this week.
Yeah, even my husband, we've watched the movie, but he was dipping in and out to certain favorite parts of his, and people just they love it.
It's a completely engaging movie, and what's so interesting about it is that when you take a subject as, you know, I mean, you're talking about the Deep South and racism at its ugliest, and yet at the same time, Peter Farrelly, yes, he who directed Dumb and Dumber, found a way to make this drama very engaging from not only a dramatic standpoint, but I'm sure you were surprised too. There are a lot of lighter moments, but also moments that are going to make you laugh and make you cry. I mean, it really has everything, I think.
I really should watch it. I should watch this. Tim,
my
wife has hijacked my TV with Netflix and Outlander. We're watching Outlander. Actually, it's not on Netflix. It's on Amazon. Yeah. So I'm going to get around to it. It's high on my list, but full disclosure.
I completely understand. I mean, my wife went through the Outlander thing a while ago, and then we were consuming Mr. Robot last week. So
really?
I know what it means to when you start binging something.
It's a negotiation every night in front of the TV, right?
Indeed.
All right, that'll be on my list for summer. But the new release that Tim is going to talk about is called Triple Frontier.
Yeah, some guy called over here, a doctor.
I'm so sorry that we don't have the trailer. I played the wrong clip there. We don't have the trailer in for you. You're just going to have to tell us what Triple Frontier is, love.
Well, what it is a very interesting deal where Netflix, who distributed Roma in theaters briefly before it started streaming right away, they're doing the same thing with Triple Frontier. Mm-hmm. It's playing on a few screens across the country, not in the Twin Cities yet, but a week after they put it out, they started streaming it. It's new this week. It's got people that you'd recognize from the big screen, certainly. Ben Affleck, Oscar Isaac now from the Star Wars films. And it's an action thriller where these ex-special operatives want to kill and rob from a drug lord in South America $65 million.
Oh,
well, they get down there and there's a lot more money than that.
Oh, boy.
And they decide to take a lot more money than they planned on, and that leads to more and more trouble. But I honestly think that this film has big screen aspirations. I feel like it's a second-rate movie. I mean, it's just, it plods, it's predictable, and I have to tell you, Ben Affleck, it's not his best acting effort, put it that way.
Tim, it's limited release, right? What does that mean?
What it means generally is that when you're talking about art films like Roma, they do that so it can build an audience. Because obviously, if you're going to go against Captain Marvel, you're just going to get mowed down if you try to open it on the same amount of screens. So what studios do with theaters is they'll drop it in a couple markets, and they'll let the word of mouth about the picture build, and then they'll expand it more and more and more. Is the strategy here. Although I don't think that they're going to go any farther than just a few markets with this thing. Again, if it's a strange strategy what Netflix does, and I don't know if it's necessarily going to work here. This is not an awards picture. It's just going to be something that you'll be able to waste a couple hours on online.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to get to the more and more and more.
No, but you know what? Look, during the Academy Awards, The Irishman, directed by Martin Scorsese, you know, De Niro, Pacino, Joe Pesci. I mean, look for that to be one of those films it's a Netflix film that's going to be starting in a small amount of theaters next year, and then it'll expand, and then they're going to go for Oscars all over again. So Netflix is really trying hard to get into the game now with award season. And I don't know, again, I'm baffled by Triple Frontier because I just don't think, it doesn't feel cinematic. It just feels like a par for the course TV movie in a sort of way.
Tim, I don't know how much insight you have into this, but does Ben Affleck really have a full-body back tattoo?
Jordana was down in San Juan, right? Mm-hmm. San Juan,
correct.
Puerto Rico.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And you did a good job disconnecting.
Yes. I did not call you or text you or talk. Well, maybe once or twice just to say hi.
Yeah, just a little bit. But I could tell you and Mark were having a good time.
We did. We did. Absolutely. And Puerto Rico, my girlfriend moved down there like 25 years ago. She married a Puerto Rican guy that we went to camp with. And moved down there and has three girls there, two of which are in college. So the big college scandal, by the way, the college cheating scandal was big top of mind.
Everybody's
conversation.
Talking about that there,
yeah,
too.
Better, yeah, better than the Mueller report or the veto or immigration. So it was fine to talk about that. But she's got three girls down there, and she and her husband, and we stayed with them for part of the time. And, of course, we asked about Hurricane Maria. You know, what are the aftermath? It's been over a year, right, a year and a half or so since Hurricane Maria. And she said, you know, sometimes it's hard to know the difference between what the hurricane caused and what's just regular Puerto Rico in some places. But there are we didn't get up into the mountains. And she said, you know, there are people who fled because they couldn't get water for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then their homes were ruined. So that's it. They just left. And she said they had a mass migration of about 100,000 people.
And most of those wound up in South Florida?
Correct. Because Puerto Ricans are American citizens. Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory. And no, they don't pay federal taxes, but they also don't vote in the presidential election. They don't have representation. And they, but their state tax is like 38%. They said it's pretty high.
Wow.
But yet, again, they are American citizens. So they can come
travel.
And go.
They can
come and go. You don't need a passport to go to Puerto Rico. No problem. So, and it's very beautiful down there, except for the parts where it isn't. Another friend of hers was telling me a story that she lives across the street from a very wealthy man who's got a two-story penthouse, and all of his windows were blown out during the hurricane, okay, right on the beach. So he has the means. So right away, he orders brand new custom windows, and he's calling the place where he ordered them from, you know, on a weekly basis after the hurricane. Are my windows in? Are my windows? And they said months later, they called him back and said, you need to stop calling us. First of all, your windows are not here. But even if they were in, because of course they're on back order, even if they were in, we don't have anybody to install them for months because the labor market was so thin. And people to do things like install windows and drywall was so thin. He just got his windows, I think, a few weeks ago.
After a year and a half.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And this is somebody with the means to pay. So this other friend was telling me, like, they have a crack in their house. It's concrete. They have a crack in their house from the hurricane. And she said they can't even find a drywaller to come or somebody who does the concrete because the workers aren't there.
Many of them probably left,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Is it simplistic to say the haves have more, the have-nots
have
less, the income inequality is even greater in Puerto Rico?
Correct. That's how my friend described it. She said, you know, there's a 1% class and then everybody else. And it's unfortunate But it very much mirrors the United States. But she said it's probably even more unequal. You notice it there a lot more.
Concerns about crime or not? Safe?
You know, when we were looking, I stayed with my friend part of the time, but she was traveling part of the time, so we stayed in like an Airbnb. And there were places where she said, I'm not letting you stay in that neighborhood because you can't walk around at night.
Huh.
So, yeah, she said there is crime. There absolutely is crime in Puerto Rico. I mean, as there's crime anywhere. But, yeah, she said there are places that they do not go at night. And you have to be very aware. She told a story of a break-in in her house, which was in a gated community years and years ago when her babies were little. So, yeah, of course, I mean, there's crime like there's crime anywhere, but she says, yes, you have to be diligent. Another thing about Puerto Rico that I noticed, and I mentioned it to her, I said, is that there was a dog in the middle of the street as she was driving us back home one night. And I'm like, whose dog is this? Why is there a dog in the street? She goes, oh, you don't know. What are they called? Sabatos? There's a name for them. Stray dogs. She said, there's stray dogs everywhere. Puerto Rico has a big problem with stray dogs and stray cats. I go, well, stray cats I've heard about. We see cats every now and then. I go, stray dogs? And she says, yeah. She goes, it's a thing. And I'm like, Meredith, don't you think that that's weird? And she goes, why? Why is it weird? I said, when you were growing up in Morristown, New Jersey, did you see stray dogs walking in the street?
Generally
you
not.
Know, and she goes, no, of course not. But I have another friend of mine who lives in Chile. And she says in Chile, they have a problem with stray dogs in the street. And she goes, oh, yeah. I guess she's so used to it. But she says they have a lot of no-kill shelters, and especially after the hurricane, the stray dogs from Minnesota became the cool, hip thing to have in the States. She said we were shipping stray dogs from the shelters back to the States because everybody wanted to have a stray dog that they adopted from a hurricane dog that they saved from the hurricane in Puerto Rico.
Really?
Yes. She said it was a thing. She said her friends in New Jersey knew all about it, about these stray dogs that they shipped out. But they still have stray dogs all over the street. And I don't know that I could get used to that because I'd want to take them all home.
I think you're burying the lead, though, because leading up to this vacation, at one point you just kind of, you reached your wit's end.
Absolutely. Right? This winter whooped my butt.
But what happened? Didn't you call your friend up and just say, I'm coming?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
That is a good friend. I mean, you didn't really ask permission. You just said, I'm coming. I'm getting a ticket. I'm coming down. Let me in. Yeah.
And she says to me, I think she might be listening on radio.com right now. She says to me, you know, it's better if you come the next week, like this week, because she and her husband they were in Miami for a night. They had a party or whatever. She said, we're traveling and then we're coming back. And her daughter was taking the SATs. She goes, it's better if you come the next week. I said, I don't care. I said, the weather is bad this week. And now that I'm home, it's 40 degrees or 30 degrees. It's much better than it was.
It feels better. Yeah.
And it's, you know, they're much closer, obviously, to the equator. So their weather is basically 78 and sunny all year long. It gets higher, maybe 85, you know, in the summer, many of them say. But often it doesn't get much lower than that. It rains off and on, but nothing major, you know, sort of like Florida. But it wasn't too humid. There weren't too many bugs. It was really a nice climate.
It's boringly tropical until they get a hailstorm, until they get something like Maria.
Well, there's that.
So, wow. And again, they call us the States, right?
Yes.
You're going to the States?
I said that once. I said something about in America. And she goes, don't say that, Joe. Don't say that. You can't say in America. We live in America. I said, okay, what do you call it? The contiguous U.S.? She said, no, we do say in the U.S.
States.
Or the States. In the States. That's what they say. Yeah, because they're not obviously not contiguous. But you know what? It's a beautiful place. People should go. Tourism.
The old town San Juan is charming.
Beautiful. Yeah. And old San Juan still looks beautiful. But like they live right next to a Hilton hotel that she said isn't even close. And they barely started reconstruction because it's an historic building. So they can't do a lot of things yet. It's been completely demolished, unlivable, uninhabitable. So there are many places that have not yet been rebuilt. So
it's good to have you back.
Oh, thank you. It was an interesting place to be. I haven't been there. Probably 15 years is probably the last time I visited her. So it was great. It was nice to be away. It's nice to be back. But it was interesting being in Puerto Rico and seeing some of the damage and how they've been rebuilding. By the way, I think it's a big opportunity for people from the States to go and be laborers. Because they're looking for people to go do drywall. You know, they need people to help rebuild. I think there is an income opportunity down there if you have skills. I have no skills, but if you have skills, I think there's an opportunity there.
Interesting.
The other sidebar to this is the dog stayed home and stayed in the house.
Nala.
Yeah, with the kids, and the nanny watched her and the kids watched her. And the nanny calls us one day and says, you know, she's really itching herself. She's biting at her leg and she's itching herself. You know, when I got home, I let her out of her crate and she itched for like 3 minutes. Could she have fleas? And I'm like, I don't think so, because we give her medicine for that. And I said, I bet she's just nervous because she misses us. She goes, I'm going to take her to the vet. So handsome husband's like, yeah, take her to the vet. She takes her to the vet. They check her all out. And they say to her, it's anxiety. She misses her parents. No, it's anxiety. They said it's anxiety. You know, she's just, she's nervous without them. When we got home last night, I thought she was going to explode into a puff of cotton-like fur because she was
burst.
Like jumping like a lunatic. It was just it was the cutest thing ever. So we did miss the puppy, and yes, she got anxiety, but she's just fine and all is well.
Sure, I was kind of itchy too. You know, I had anxiety.
Susan had to scratch him behind the ears because he missed me so much.
One of our listeners says, Paul, have you noticed that Jordana's Jersey accent has come back more so than before her vacation? Marty in Minneapolis. I can't say that I've noticed that.
Well, when I'm with an old friend from New Jersey or talking about, you heard it right there, I revert.
Talking.
I revert. And that does happen.
Water.
So if I'm talking too fast or the Jersey accent comes back, it's because I've spent a week with my friend who has the same accent and I haven't had to work so hard. See, every day I have to work hard to fight it.
To fight it?
I gotta
it's
fight
like swimming upstream.
You know, there was an article in the Strip today. Maybe I should just release it and let it go. There's an article in the Strip today that said about people who are from here. And so 68% of people that live in Minnesota are born in Minnesota. And I think that's fantastic. I hope that my children were born here. I hope that when they grow up, they can go off to college. But they'll come back because I want to be with them. And it's a great place to live. But I thought that was a nice
68% in spite of the winters, in spite of the winter tax,
68%. Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, people stick around.
They
do. People love this place and for good reason.
They do. Yeah. Your kids are gone and you're still here. You love it.
I do. And I grew up on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Spent a few years in Chicago. A 3-day weekend would have been long enough. Chicago's a great city, but man, you think the hassle factor is bad here? Yeah. Just getting around and price of stuff and. Oy.
And the traffic in
Chicago's,
Puerto Rico.
Yeah. The nightmare. Traffic is bad?
Nightmare in Puerto Rico. Nightmare.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think it's the infrastructure and the roads. It hasn't kept up. I mean, now that the 100,000 people have left, it's maybe a little reprieve, but the traffic is very bad. Yeah. I came back just in time for me, luckily, not have a flooded basement. For Sue, not so lucky.
Yeah.
Her basement flooded, and maybe yours did too. Let's hear your story. We're going to have an expert on at 5:10 to talk about what's happening if your basement is flooding, what your insurance responsibilities, what insurance can be on the hook for, what they can't, and what to do if you're trying to dry out. Because Home Depot might be out of those big fans.
Oh, to be in the used sump pump business.
Thank you.
Yeah. PaulsSumpPumps.com.
Another opportunity.
PaulsSumpPumps.com.
Don't buy one.
No, don't get one.
Don't buy. Paul, have you had any water damage from all of the melting?
Not yet. Holding my breath. No, I don't think so.
I know. I made handsome husband go check the basement today because we forgot to last night. He said, looks good. So far, so good. Nothing. And we had, you know, snow up to the sides of the house. So far, so good.
We did have a guy up on the roof. We paid. As tempting as it was for me to go up there on the roof.
Please, God, no.
We have a fairly steep pitch to our roof, and that could have ended tragically. So we had a pro go up there and shovel some of the snow off the roof where we thought it might cause some problems with ice dams.
Unfortunately, Susan Blanche was not as lucky as Paul and me because you have flooding in your basement, right?
Right, and I have a sump pump. But what happened is my sump pump, I put in a hose. My hose has always just been out exposed in the yard and goes out to the street. And last summer, I buried it, and just to make it easier to mow the lawn and things like that.
Sure.
Well, what happened
it
looks better, and it froze. So when the pump was working great, pump, and it can't get the water out of the house. So what does it do? It backs up. So I was about to leave, and I heard the alarm go off, and I went downstairs, and I opened up my sump pump closet, which is a little closet underneath the stairs, and there was 3 inches of water in there. So we bailed out and got as much water out as we could and, you know, soaked up the water with like a shampooer, sucked up the water in the carpet. So I wanted to get a blower to blow, you know, these high energy fast blowers. I called Home Depot, Menards, and Broadway Rental. I called a number of places. Broadway Rental had them, but they only had so many left. They couldn't reserve them for me, couldn't promise that I would have them because I work till 8 at night.
Yeah.
And their hours, they close at 6. So I had a really hard time, and I was talking to a man at Menards about renting this, and he said, well, they're all out and supposed to be back tomorrow, but I can't promise they'll be back because people might not return them because they might still need them. So I ended up going on Amazon and buying a blower. But now I had to call the carpet guy today, and he's saying, oh, yeah, you got to tear it all up. You got to get to the pad. You have to make sure all that stuff is dry. So now I've got to – I just laid this carpeting in October in my house after my pipe broke. So now I have to tear all this carpet up again and because the pad is all saturated, and I have to make sure all that's dry or I'm going to get mold.
So I know you're not the only one.
No, I'm not.
If you're having trouble in the basement, if you're having a nightmare, 81807 is our text line. And we are going to go a little more in depth on this at 510 when you're in your car driving home because we'll share what you can do, best way to dry it out.
A water restoration expert.
Water restoration expert. And then, of course, we're going to have, is Mark Calder coming on?
Yep.
Yeah, insurance talking about insurance, I think the statistic is staggering. 1/10 of 1% of Minnesotans have flood insurance.
Well, because normally we don't need it.
Yeah.
What's interesting, Mark, will share with you is that a lot of people don't know that they can get it. And they might be able to get it, even though they think the myth is, well, if I don't live in a flood zone, I can't get it.
Do you have it?
I don't have it.
So are you screwed?
Mine was not a flood. Mine was a sump pump backup. Oh. And if I have a rider, which I'm going to go home and check today, I am insured.
You are. But if there's
some pump backup is different than water seeping into your home through the cracks.
And, Jort, you know, even if you don't live near a river or a stream, there have been 8 mega floods since 2002 in Minnesota, according to the DNR, where people have had their homes flooded and they didn't even realize they were in a flood zone. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's just something I think many of us need to at least consider. It is raining harder. It's getting wetter.
For sure, for sure. And we've had so much snow now, and there could be more, despite the 59-degree temperatures.
We're possibly a few more slushy events, but
right.
The pattern isn't ripe for heavy snow looking out the next couple of weeks. So I think we have turned a corner. Not to say the snow is totally over.
Yeah.
A few slushy snows, but hopefully no biggies here. I don't think we're going to get a rerun of last April with a blizzard in mid-April. The odds of that happening 2 years in a row... Not zero, but pretty small.
But we feel your pain on this because we know you're suffering. Susan's suffering with her basement. She couldn't even, you know, at the Home Depot, there were no blowers left. She's having a hard time, although it's shipped from Amazon, right? So it's on its way.
Get it on Tuesday. Okay. It'll still be wet on Tuesday.
We'll take calls and texts and get your questions answered at 5:10 on the show. So in another hour, we'll revisit this. When we get back, we are going to talk with Odell Muhawes. He is an imam from the Hussein Islamic Center, talking about security measures here. Do they deal with heightened security every day? Is this something they're talking about and what's happening now? Post this horrific shooting with the deaths of 49 people. Yeah. So tragic.
That's coming up next on CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.